Welcome to this edition of City Minutes. I'm Andrew Carter, and today I'm joined by my colleague Eleanor Magrini to unpack City's Outlook 2021. City's Outlook is our annual comprehensive analysis of the state of urban Britain. And this year, unsurprisingly, we focused on the impact of COVID on cities and large towns across the country and how this has interacted with the government's levelling up agenda. Eleanor, how did we go about doing this analysis?
To look at the interaction between COVID and its impact on the government's levelling up agenda, we used the claim account. And that's because the claim account gives us a real-time indication of what is happening in the labour market of different parts of the country. And while using this measure, what we could find is that there are two specific problems that we need to analyze. First, what we can see is that COVID has made leveling up places in the North and Midlands four times harder. So the scale of the leveling up challenge has become bigger. But the other thing that we find looking at this measure is that the pandemic has also created another challenge. And this challenge is about leveling down. So what we see is that COVID has affected places that are normally strong economies quite hard too. So creating another challenge for the government farther south.
And just outline a little bit in some of the, you know, some of the places that we see in the leveling up's got much harder bracket. I mean, what kind of places are we talking about there?
We are talking about a number of larger cities and towns in the south of England. So when we think about the places that have been hit hardest by COVID, those are places like London, but also Crawley, Luton and Slough in particular.
And so those are places that were doing relatively well before the pandemic, but have been affected particularly through the pandemic. And what about places that were already in the sort of leveling up agenda? You know, they were identified as struggling before the pandemic. Give us some sense as to the nature of those places.
Yes, when we think about the places that needed to level up pre-pandemic, what we see is that some of them have also been hit hard by COVID. And these are places, for example, like Birmingham or Hull and Blackpool, where leveling up now is much harder because of COVID. Whereas other places that were in need of leveling up pre-pandemic have been relatively sheltered by COVID. And I'm thinking, for example, at places like Mansfield or Middlesbrough in this category.
And it's important to think about those two kind of broad categories, because that tells us something about likelihood of recovery. So again, start with places in the North and Midlands, say something about, you know, the likelihood of recovery, and then we'll come to those places more in the greater Southeast, and you can say something about what's happening to them.
Yes. So for what concerns the places that needed to level up pre-pandemic, we have two categories now. In some of them, the challenge has become even more difficult because the challenges of leveling up pre-pandemic has been compounded by the negative effects of the pandemic itself. And so in these places, what we can expect is that the recovery and the overall challenge of creating long-term economic growth will now be even more difficult. Then on the other end, we have places that needed to level up pre-pandemic who have not been among the hardest hit by COVID. This is somewhat good news for these places because it means that their pre-existing challenge pre-pandemic has not been compounded by the pandemic. But and it also means that we can be expecting these places to bounce back more quickly than the first category we talked about. However, what we really need to think about when we are thinking about these places is what are they bouncing back to? These places bounce back to a very weak position, and therefore we need to think about how we can improve their economic performance in the longer term anyway, because that's the challenge that they were facing.
Yeah, so that's an important point in the sense that, you know, for some of those places, some of the you mentioned places like Blackpool or Hull and even places like Birmingham, recovering what they've lost in COVID only brings them back to a relatively weak position compared to many other places.
Yeah, exactly. So then even if they can bounce back from COVID, that is not the end of the challenge for them, but they still need to focus on how they can improve their long-term economic performance, which instead is not a challenge that places farther south are facing. So when we look instead at the strong economies, again, we can split them into two groups. We can see the ones that have been hard hit by COVID, so the places we were talking about earlier, like London, Crawley, Luton, and Slough. These places might take longer to recover than places that have been less hit by COVID, but they will ultimately go back to a strong position because they have a strong underlying base. That means that they have a strong economic performance, which makes us confident that they will in the future be able to thrive again after a period of readjustments after COVID. And then the last category instead is places that were strong economies pre-COVID and that have been relatively less hit by COVID. And this group is the group that we are more confident about. They will be able to bounce back relatively quickly from the events of the past 12 months.
That's super helpful, again, to think about the different categories of places and the degree to which they're going to recover and at the speed of recovery and the point to which they recover. So that takes us to what needs to change. So what policy recommendations are we setting out in Cities Outlook this year?
So as we have outlined, there are two challenges that places are facing at the moment, a COVID challenge and a leveling up challenge. So when we're thinking about policies, we also need to think about policies in these two broad categories. So when we're thinking about the COVID challenge and how we can address it, we have a number of recommendations that apply to every place across the country because every place needs to bounce back. These recommendations include things like keeping the £20 uplift to universal credit and also making sure that universal credit in general is more generous and more in line with welfare states across the world. Then in addition to that, we have recommendation about making sure that workers are protected for as long as this crisis and the restrictions go on for, and recommendations around helping people who have lost their jobs to find new jobs. On top of these COVID-specific recommendations, we also have a number of recommendations aimed at helping places that need to level up to achieve this outcome. And in this category, we have recommendation again around skills, because skills is the key determinant of the success for people and places. So more skills leads to better outcome for both individuals and places. Alongside that, we also have recommendations around the importance of job creation, for example, green job creation or creation in social care and education, as well as recommendation aimed at making places more attractive to high-skill productivity businesses. So for example, with the City Center Productivity Fund for cities and towns that need to level up, as well as improvement to intra-city region infrastructure, as well as more Devo, because at the end of the day, it is really important that the powers of local government are aligned to their local needs. And the best way to do this is with more devolution.
Excellent. Thank you very much indeed, Eleanor, for that a very brief overview of lots of analysis in Cities Outlook 2021. You can get all that detail and more on our website, www.centreforcities.org. Thanks very much for listening.